Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We have something happening in Colorado that Christians around the country are just beginning to become aware of, and many here in Colorado still don't have a clue. And we've talked about it on this show. I'm Bob Benyart Live. This SB 200, this homosexual legal attack on Christianity. But I want to give some background information. And Colorado's battle against homosexual rights, the homosexual agenda, and then focus on the family and their role going back quite a few years in advocating equal rights for homosexuals, and what that did to the Christian understanding, not only in our state, but nationwide, on homosexuality. For example, one of our staff members went to the doctor today, a doctor's visit, and the doctor is a strong Christian. He was recommended to this staff member by other Christians who said, our doctor is a strong Christian. And by all accounts, he is a strong Christian. And they discussed SB 200 during the doctor's office visit, the checkup, which is something you do if you're a BEL staffer. You bring up these issues when you go to the doctor. And he was saying, well, I disagree with that. I support homosexuals. And this is a result, this complete lack of understanding of morality in the body of Christ is a result of confusion and moral relativism at the top, at the level of national Christian ministries and leadership. Extreme moral confusion, which has resulted in moral relativism and a meltdown of morality in the body of Christ. So before we get to that, I'm going to give you that background and Dr. James Dobson's role in battling the homosexual agenda here in Colorado and nationwide, which thank God he has a desire to do that, but the confusion that set in from their public policy division at Focus on the Family, the confusion that set in is now coming to fruition, and it's devastating what's happening. But first, we got a call from American Right to Life, and the gal there who answers the phone, Donna, welcome to Bob Benyart Live.
Thanks, Bob.
Well, it was exciting to hear the report earlier, and we thought, hey, the audience should know about this. American Right to Life is the new national pro-life organization, founded in November, launched during a summit of pro-life leaders, 30 pro-life leaders from around the country. And so, Donna, what's up? What's the latest?
That's right. Well, I'm excited to tell you that I am getting calls now regularly wanting to know how individuals can form groups and become affiliates to American Right to Life.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that is exciting.
It's very exciting. I've been getting calls from Ohio and Texas and Idaho, Maine, Indiana, just all over.
Wow.
And so
now, are any of these, you know, we're excited, of course, for American Right to Life, regardless of who's calling in, but are any of these calls from organizers or activists or people who are involved at that level?
I've been speaking with a woman today that she was just so taken by the Focus on the Strategy 2.
Oh, the DVD.
The DVD.
American Right to Life DVD, Focus on the Strategy 2 that you guys right. make available.
She said she was shaken to her core and just felt appalled at how things have gone and wanted some suggestions and help on how to approach her group.
Wow.
And feels that if they can't come to the understanding that regulating, you know, abortion is wrong, she is planning to leave and begin her own group and affiliate with American Right to Life.
Wow. That is encouraging,
it's
Donna.
Very exciting.
So that was a good judgment to call us today because we needed the encouragement. And also, I mentioned on the show yesterday, while we still can't announce the details publicly, but a major conservative publication has invited American Right to Life to write an article, a guest article. And so we'll know soon, right, if we could announce the details on that.
That's right. That's right.
Will that be a good article?
That is an outstanding article.
It is.
I read it myself. It's fantastic.
You've read it?
Yes.
All right, good.
A little preview of it.
All right. Well, praise God.
Yes.
Okay. So, Donna, thank you. So, what's the phone number for American Right to Life?
1-888-888-2785 or American Right to Life, ARTL.
Okay. So, 888-888-ARTL.
Thank you. You said it just so much nicer than I could.
Oh, I've only said it 3,000 times on the air.
And myself, too. Thank you.
All right. Donna, God bless you. Thanks for your call.
You too. Thanks so much, Bob.
Okay. You're very welcome. All right. American Right to Life, that's the group that has basically exposed so many fallacies and extraordinary observations. For example, about the partial birth abortion ban, that whole 15-year fiasco, that ban raised $250 million for the pro-life industry, but it never had the authority to stop even a single abortion, not one. And for 15 years, pro-life activists, Christians, people trusted their leaders, and they gave sacrificially. They gave money thinking that the partial birth abortion ban was something significant, never realizing that after giving $250 million, hard-earned money, to pro-life organizations and leaders, that they were supporting something that was effectively a publicity stunt and a fundraiser. $250 million went to the pro-life industry on a ban that wasted 15 years of effort and had no authority to stop even a single abortion, not one. So thanks to American Right to Life for exposing what is difficult for all of us to hear and to bear with, but the truth has to come out because we're not going to end abortion by lying to ourselves. Okay, now, let's go to Colorado, and I want to give you some of the history. Longtime listeners of Bob and Yurt Live know this because we lived this history. We lived it as Focus on the Family and Colorado for Family Values was fighting something called Amendment 2, which was worthwhile. In that battle, they laid the seeds for our own destruction, for the destruction of Christianity in the state of Colorado. Now, you know that a couple weeks ago, the Colorado governor, Bill Ritter, signed a homosexual law attacking Christians. Governor Ritter, on May 29th, 2008, signed into law the Stealth Senate Bill 200, which is an attack on free speech and Christian teaching, and it amends the Colorado state law, CRS, Colorado Revised Statutes, Section 8 of that law says publishing of discriminative matter forbidden, and then they go through and explain that, let's say it's a bookstore or any venue or business, wholesale, retail of public accommodation, cannot sell, publish, circulate, distribute, give away for free any communication, flyer, pamphlet, book, advertisement, banner of any kind. That's what the law says, of any kind that is intended or calculated to discriminate against sexual orientation in the matter of any accommodation, any right, any privilege, any advantage or convenience. So if you say in a pamphlet, in a Christian book on homosexuals, that it's wrong for homosexuals to marry, marriage is between one man and one woman, you are then publishing in a book something that, according to Colorado law, is intended to discriminate in the matter of rights or privileges, like if you have a pamphlet that gives the reasons why homosexuals should not adopt children, and so on. So this law, it goes on for 20 pages, explaining how basically Christian teaching on homosexuality is against the law in Colorado. And there is an exception for churches. Now, if that makes you feel good as a Christian, you're being naive, because this is the churches are bigoted exception. Bigots are allowed in church according to this law. Bad behavior is allowed in church. So that's not a good thing that there's an exception for churches. It's horrendous. It's horrendous. And when we were told 30 years ago, 20 years ago, that this isn't going to affect you, this only affects what people do in private, we were lied to. And there were many organizations that knew, many Christian groups and leaders that knew we were being lied to, but we tended to be the smaller voices on the fringe. Warning. Well, Dr. James Dobson of Focus on the Family, he has been opposing a version of this law, complaining that it will allow men in the women's restroom. And it seems that that's true, that is true, that this law would do that. That was certainly not the intent of the majority of the wicked and naive legislators who voted for SB 200. And the bathroom jurisdiction of this law, that's the least consequential of the law's attack on Christians. That's the least significant. You could almost say that's the best news in the law. The best thing in the law is that part about the bathrooms. I mean, it's horrendous and wicked, but that's the least wicked. So why has Dr. Dobson focused on the bathroom stall and ignored that SB 200 criminalizes the publishing of Christian teaching on homosexuality? Why is that? Was that just an overlook? They have a $100 million a year budget. Bob and Yurt Live, we have what? $100,000 a year budget? What do we have here at Bob and Yurt Live? About $150,000 a year budget? By the way, we're hurting financially. All our effort that we've put into these battles, the abortion battle, the homosexual battle, the creation battle over the last year, has drained our resources as we've put very little effort into making sure that this radio outreach is financially secure. So if you can help in any way, please do. Please don't assume that Bob and Yurt Live is financially secure and will be around. Please don't assume that. Without your help, we're going to have a great difficulty continuing what we do. And believe me. Okay, so, oh, by the way, if you want to help us financially, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, or you could go online to KGOV, KGOV.com. If you purchase any of our resources, if you sign up for a monthly subscription to our videos or Bible study albums, or if you just give a donation one time or offer a monthly donation that will be processed automatically once a month, please, any of those ways could help us continue the battle that we're in. And please don't assume that we're just secure financially and we'll be here tomorrow, because that's certainly not the case. People thought that we had so many Christians around the country who loved Bob and Yurt Live, the TV show, and they assumed because we were in 80 markets, 5 nights a week for an hour, that we were financially secure. But I don't like raising money. I don't like asking for money. And that affects this show. And one day people turned on their TV and Bob and Yurt Live was off the air. And could that happen again on radio? It absolutely could happen. So please help if you at all can. Please help. And ask your friend. Ask a friend to help Bob and Yurt Live. Okay, now, back in 1993, the Focus on the Family Vice President for Public Policy, still is, Tom Minery, and their whole public policy group, along with the well-meaning but short-sighted Colorado for Family Values, they steered the body of Christ down a tragic path of appeasement with humanists and homosexuals by caving in to gay political correctness. Right? Do you remember Will Perkins and Kevin Thibodeau? Beautiful Christian men, but just confused by all this political correctness. In a statewide Colorado campaign on Amendment 2, Dr. Dobson actually advocated and this is shocking even to recall. He advocated equal rights for homosexuals. That initiative, Amendment 2, it was designed, it was a good law, a good amendment. It was designed to stall the homosexual agenda. And it succeeded statewide. It passed with 54% of the vote. A statewide majority bolstered by Dr. James Dobson's unwise, it was unwise, but it was very opportunistic. It was an opportunistic campaign slogan of, quote, equal rights, unquote, for homosexuals. So they won that battle, and it gave Christians a short-lived victory that cost us the war. Since Dr. Dobson advocated equal rights for homosexuals, his organization has lost its standing to recognize. They can't even recognize, let alone oppose, the real devastation of Colorado's SB 200. The criminalizing of traditional Christian and biblical teaching on homosexuality. If you're going to advocate as the foundation of your public policy view on homosexuality, equal rights for homosexuals, equal rights but not special rights. That was their slogan, equal rights, not special rights. Then in every conceivable area of life, your public policy position regarding homosexuality is, well, first off, equal rights. Equal rights. So how do you complain when homosexuals write textbooks for kids in school? How do you complain? If a homosexual wants to be the coach of the boys' wrestling team, how do you complain? How do you complain when a homosexual just wants to use the restroom? If there's equal rights for homosexuals, what is he supposed to do? Hold it? I mean, equal rights means equal rights. And so Christianity has lost its way. There is no longer a moral foundation that the body of Christ rests on in our public awareness because there's been utter confusion and moral relativism at the top. So it was an opportunistic way to win that battle, but it lost us the war. I want to take a call from Longmont, Colorado, 1-800-8-NYART. That's to get in on the air, 1-800-836-9278. Scott from Longmont, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, too bad Bill Ritter's not as interested in equal rights for the unborn.
Yeah, that's true, right? Equal rights for homosexuals, not for Christians,
right,
and not for the unborn. Did you hear him on Mike Rosen's show on KOA this week?
No, but I'm going to play the replay because I definitely wanted to hear that.
I didn't hear it. People called me. I was busy in a meeting. I got, I don't know, half a dozen calls. People saying, Bob, call into Mike Rosen's show. Ritter's on. They're talking about SB 200. And I actually tried. I got through to the call screener, and he said, oh, we're not taking any more calls on that. And I mentioned to him, hey, I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and I plan on violating that law. And so maybe that's of interest enough to Mike that he take the call. And he checked, but to no avail. So, but we, of course, are just beginning our battle against this anti-Christian law.
When you told him who you were, he probably thought to himself, well, we're definitely not taking any more calls.
Okay. Well, that could be, but Mike has had me in studio and taken quite a few calls over the years.
That's true.
So, Scott, what's up?
Well, just real quick, you mentioned earlier that financial situation and that folks can either just donate outright or get some of your materials. I'd like to suggest that they could have the best of both worlds and donate outright, plus get some materials, plus you can download directly from your site for Bible studies and things.
We do have a lot of Bible studies that people can get online and instantly download them. And I'm talking about dozens of full-length Bible study albums on entire books of the Bible.
Yes, and we're enjoying those. And it's great people order materials, but, of course, there are some significant costs in that for you, so a direct donation on top of that would be very welcome by you,
wow.
I'm sure.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
You bet, Bob.
I'll give you a half hour to cut that out.
Some other time.
All right, God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, appreciate that. So if the bill's sponsors, right, SB 200, if they would amend it, protecting toilets from cross-gender intrusion, then it seems that Focus on the Family would be at a loss to continue their criticism because, hey, this is going to let men in a lady's bathroom. Because Dr. Dobson has trusted lawyers and moral relativists and secular humanists to direct Christianity's current spiritual warfare, increasingly believers are looking elsewhere for leadership in political, moral, and spiritual matters. It's just a sad reality. You know, when denominations go liberal and they get confused morally, and then they start to see their support drift away and their support base shrinks. And, you know, that's likely to happen to any organization that begins to become politically correct on moral issues. So Christians should not use this cartoon version of this sweeping anti-Christian law and complain only that it'll allow men in the women's bathroom, when in reality, SB 200 is the most far-reaching, hostile, homosexual attack on Christians America has ever seen. Now, as for that short-lived Amendment 2 victory, remember back in the early 90s, we were on the air, Bob and Yurt Live. We were part of that battle. And I interviewed Kevin Thibodeau and Will Perkins, who were running the campaign and working with Focus on the Family and Tom Minnery in the campaign. Now, that Amendment 2, we won that. It was a victory. It was an effort to slow down the onslaught of the homosexual agenda. And with Amendment 2 passing, you would not have to rent out an apartment, let's say your upstairs apartment, to homosexuals. You would not have to hire homosexuals. Well, that passed statewide, but it was overturned with the help of a prominent Washington, D.C. law partner who in 1995 specialized. His specialty was oral arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court. And he volunteered to help homosexuals in Colorado to overturn Amendment 2. Now, years later, Dr. Dobson actually lobbied for that attorney to be confirmed as the Chief Justice to the U.S. Supreme Court. You remember his name, that attorney who overturned Colorado's Amendment 2, he helped to overturn it. He sided with the homosexuals against Christian morality, against family values. And Dr. Dobson, years later, lobbied for that anti-Christian, pro-homosexual attorney to be confirmed as the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. His name is John Roberts. And Dr. Dobson was an apologist for this Republican attorney. But he's manifestly anti-Christian, this lawyer. And Dr. Dobson argued a decade later, after John Roberts helped overturn Amendment 2, he argued on his Focus on the Family radio program that Christians should support Roberts' confirmation to the Supreme Court because he could not be held responsible for his volunteer work for the homosexual group that sued to reverse Colorado's Amendment 2. Dr. Dobson stated that Roberts' pro-homosexual activism in reversing that godly vote of the people was the equivalent of a secretary processing papers for her boss. That's what he said. In that she would have no responsibility for their content. Now, first of all, that's not true. A secretary does have responsibility. If she's helping her boss pull off a crime or something immoral, child pornography, and she's just processing the papers, of course she's responsible. But ignoring the situational ethics of that confusion, John Roberts wasn't a law clerk. He was a partner in a prestigious D.C. law firm who knowingly and voluntarily helped the homosexuals paved the way for the eventual criminalization of Christian teaching. So as we proved in our DVDs, Focus on the Strategy 1 and 2, Focus on the Family has adopted legal positivism, which confuses them. It's moral relativism in law, and it leaves Focus unable to provide godly Christian leadership. Now, they can get out of this, but it's going to take repentance and a renewed commitment to God and His Word. The most effective way to reduce the number of Americans going to hell as a result of homosexuality is to restore God's application of the law against homosexuality. 1 Timothy chapter 1, read that, verses 8 and 9. Galatians 3, Romans 3, 19, 7, 7. All of our founding fathers believed that homosexuality was a crime, and the laws of America outlawed that behavior until the last few decades. These laws were consistent with the laws of Moses, the Old and New Testaments, all of Judeo-Christian history and American history. However, Hillary, Hollywood, humanists, homosexuals, politicians, the media, and the public education system, they oppose these laws. And we Christians should defend traditional biblical morality. Otherwise, we help the enemy achieve their number one agenda goal with the homosexual community, that of legitimizing, declaring legally valid homosexuality. For homosexuality destroys a thousandfold more Americans than do Islamic terrorists. And Christians unwittingly help them destroy our families. The law is the great teacher. And decriminalizing sodomy, adultery, and fornication is making it harder to convince people of their sin and their need for forgiveness. So it's growing more difficult to share the Savior with a generation of Americans who no longer believe their promiscuity and perversion is sinful. Leaders must teach Christians to work toward recriminalizing homosexual behavior, to restigmatize it, and then lastly, to encourage individual homosexuals to repent. You can learn more about this at kgov.com and our CD, God's Criminal Justice System, and our DVD, Terry's Call. Hey, may God bless you. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a fabulous school in Arvada, Colorado. Maranatha, may God bless you all.